This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Right now, to get the Baltimore perspective on the TJ Watt contract extension, to get the Baltimore outlook on where the Ravens are going this year and how do you follow up last year, we head out to the Fan Hotline and welcome on former NFL executive on the Fan in Baltimore, Vinny Serrato. Vinny, welcome to the show.
It's good to be there, guys.
Well, it's great to have you here. What was your reaction when T.J. Watt got his contract extension and made sure to get $1 million a year than Myles Garrett?
No, it's expected. You know, I mean, I always figured he was going to sign because they seem like they always get it done right before training camp, and you're not going to let your best defensive player leave, especially a pass rusher. So, no, and they're all in, you know, so you knew that was just a matter of time.
If you look at the Steelers, obviously not specifically adding T.J. Watt, because like you said, that's expected, but from where they were last year to this year, how much more of a threat are they in the AFC North and the AFC in general compared to what they were?
I think that defensively, I think they'll be better. I think Queen will be better, and Wilson I like a lot too, their other inside linebacker. So I think defensively, they're getting old, you know, and can their secondary, you know, how's the secondary hold up, especially at corner? And offensively, it's going to be about if they have success running the ball, I think Aaron Rodgers will be fine. If they don't have success running the ball, then I think it'll be tough. But I think the Steelers are going to be – I said today on our show, I think the Steelers are either going to win 9 or 12. You know, if they can run the ball and Aaron plays well, I think they can win 12.
Vinny, looking to the Ravens, I mean, you know, you talked about the Steelers being all in. I think we've – kind of talked about the Browns as having 1 foot in 2025 and 1 foot in 2026. How would you define where the Ravens are heading into 2025 and where they are in their build towards trying to win a title?
It's Super Bowl or bust. They're all in. I mean, you look at like the contracts they've got. You know, they got three tight ends whose contracts are up next year. They got Travis Jones whose contract is up. You know, so they got a lot of expiring contracts and a lot of decisions that are going to have to be made. And I think they made a lot of decisions to be all in. And let me just say this. Other than kicker, they're really, really good.
So if you're looking at then getting that done, what has to improve from last year for the Ravens to actually – I mean, clearly they were really good last year. They had, by many metrics, the best offense in the league. How do they improve and get over the hump in the AFC?
Well, I think offensively they're now third year, you know, and the offensive line is basically, other than the left guard, but Voorhees was with them last year, they're all back, you know, so that's one thing. This is year three for Monken. All the coaches are back. They're all back. And I was telling Todd Monken, you know, when at minicamp, I said, Todd, you know, Todd was a GA when I was at Notre Dame. I said, the only thing you guys got to get better at is penalties. You're worse than the league at penalties. If they improve the penalties, you know, and they were number one on offense this year, I think the offense is going to be that much better. I mean, but, you know, Keaton Mitchell's back healthy. And I think that Hopkins, Hopkins impressed me. I thought he looked pretty good, you know. So, you know, they've got the receiving core. Bateman had his best year last year, and Zay coming off a Pro Bowl year, and Lamar should have been the MVP again. So, I mean, offensively, they really don't have any weaknesses. And defensively, you know, I think the only question mark that they have is, you know, Simpson at the one linebacker spot. Otherwise, you know, they got depth at corner. They got two outstanding safeties. Malachi Starks looks like a veteran. You know, he looks really good. Like I said, they're really deep at corner. And defensive line, Matt Abike and Travis Jones looks real, real good. So, I mean, they're good. They're really good.
Vinny Serrato of The Fan in Baltimore on The Fan Hotline. So we're obviously taking a look ahead to the Ravens this year, as we've looked around the AFC North a lot. But I got to tell you, I know it's ranking season in the NFL, and I am not a Ravens fan. I don't know you could talk about an organization that I get more angry about, because they used to be the Browns. And I look at how people talk about Lamar Jackson. I got multiple national rankings where Joe Burrow is somehow still ahead of him, and or Josh Allen's ahead of him, or this, that, or the other. For Lamar, for him to ever go past Patrick Mahomes and be the number one quarterback unanimously across the board, does he need to go through Patrick Mahomes on a title run, or is it just win the title and that happens?
I think just win the title. And I don't think it'll, you know, I mean, if he just wins it once, I think Mahomes, you know, because Mahomes has won it multiple times. But that's all that Lamar talks about. The only thing they talk about, you know, and winning 14 games or whatever, doesn't matter. It matters what they do in the playoffs. I mean, if they lose in the AFC championship game, it's a bad year. If they lose in the second round of the playoffs, it's a bad year. If they went 17-0, it doesn't matter. It matters what they do in the playoffs. They know it. They know there's pressure on them. I mean, everybody's telling them how great they are. You know, I mean, and rightfully so, they are. Other than, like I said, they got a rookie kicker that at the mini camp, he struggled a little bit.
Wait, real quick. Do you think Lamar gets enough respect around the NFL?
Probably not, because people don't think that he throws that well, but he can beat you from the pocket now. So that's the biggest thing, is he can beat you from the pocket. He can beat you a lot of ways now, and they have a lot of weapons.
So looking at it, the Browns a little bit, just from a front office point of view, is it sustainable, and can you actually move forward where Nick talked about they're sort of 1 foot in 2025, where they look like they want to compete now, but then also trying to look forward to 2026 is that's the year where you kind of try to transition into, hey, this team's going to be really competitive and they're going to be closer to going for it all. Is that a method that works, or is that a sign of danger in the future for the Browns?
I think it's all about the quarterback. I mean, if Shadur, you know, or the other kid, if they're players, then they got a chance. Otherwise, no, they don't. I mean, you got four quarterbacks, meaning you have none. So they got to find a. If they can find a quarterback, then you got a chance. Otherwise, you are in 26 trying to draft one.
Vinny, I'm so curious to get your take on this, because Jake and I had about as close to a knockdown dragout as we've ever had earlier. Because Jake kind of views the Browns build, which is, hey, there's a really good chance you're going to be crap this year, but you got a potential plan next year at quarterback and two first-round picks and all that. And yet I'm kind of over here watching national media members dog the Steelers, and all they've done is win in the regular season, and I actually think they got better. And so, but they've taken flack for like the Rodgers move, which is a 1 year move, or even re-signing TJ at this stage of his career. Like, when you look at, how do you view these situations? Do you view the Browns situation as a bridge to 2026 and hopes, wishes, and dreams to get the quarterback next year as the right way to build a team, or the Steelers' insistence on not rebuilding is the right way?
I think the Steelers want to win. You know, and that's where they're at. They got a veteran defense. You know, they've got some veteran guys. So they want to win. And they want to win a playoff game. And they got to score points is what they've got to do. So they're all in, you know. And my question is, what are the Bengals doing with their defense? You know, they're all in offensively, but defensively, are they all in? That's the key thing with them, you know. So I don't know. With the Browns, you know, what can you – you know, I mean, we had Daniel Owofusi on today and stuff, and we were talking to him. I mean, you look at the schedule, they can play good and start out 0-6.
Vinny Serrato on the fan hotline here as we get you ready here. I'm just going to keep having you arbitrate arguments I've had with people on the station. One of my co-hosts this week, who's a great dude, and I say that before I kind of insult their opinions, he thinks Jerry Jeudy is a top 15 wide receiver. And I look at it, and like he saw Zay Flowers being ahead of Jerry Jeudy in some rankings and kind of took umbrage to that. I think Zay is a more explosive receiver than Jerry is. Where do you, if we're ranking receivers, who would you take first in a draft situation, Jerry Jeudy or Zay Flowers?
They're both outstanding receivers. The thing that Zay is so explosive, so quick. He can separate and, you know, his make-miss ability is unbelievable, you know, and he's a great teammate. So, you know, I don't know anything about Jeudy, but I see Zay all the time. I see Zay at practice. I see Zay in the games. And he's a playmaker. He plays big, you know. So I'd have to go with Zay just because I know what he can do day in and day out.
If you look at the run games around the AFC North, obviously the Ravens are set up pretty kindly with Derrick Henry and different approaches really across the board. Like Chase Brown's still in Cincinnati, but the Steelers have gone for a new approach. The Browns have gone through a new approach. How would you sort of rank the running games with the thought of Browns going back to the Stefanski scheme and how much that bolsters them up?
Well, I think they have to go back. You know, I mean, that's what he knows. That's what he's comfortable with. He had this change for Watson because Watson couldn't do it. You know, so they're going to go back. You know, look what when Flacco came in, you know, and trying to run the ball. I think running the ball, you look at the teams that win and stuff, most teams that win, they can run the ball. Look at the Eagles, you know, and the Ravens. And the ones that win consistently can run the football and stop the run. That's the key thing, too. Be able to run it and be able to stop it.
All right, so I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus because I've already done that enough in this segment, but there's been a conversation about whether or not Deshaun Watson is still the most talented quarterback in the Browns quarterback room of five quarterbacks if you add him to the other four. Do you think he's still the Browns' most talented quarterback?
I don't even count him on the roster. You know, I mean, so is he the most talented? He hadn't played in a long time, so I would say no.
I would also agree.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'd probably disagree, but that's okay.
Well, now we're just getting it. You're insulting the guest.
No, Vinny. I mean, it was more insulting you, Nick. Don't worry.
That's fine. Hey, I get callers. Hey, I just call it as I see it. You know, that's what it does matter to me if you don't agree.
Vinny, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. And we wish the station well because you guys are a sister station. The Ravens, not so much, but continued success to you guys.
All right. See you week two.
Thank you so much. Vinny Serrato there. We have to on the fan. Do we have to see you week two? I mean, can we not just, you know, you send us some crab cakes? We all kind of have a lazy day at the beach. It's September. We gotta just chill out. You guys take the week. We'll take the week. You take the win.
You're looking for a Madden sim week there?
Yeah. We just kind of sim to week three there. Can't we do that? Well, emphasis on the crab cakes. Vinny Serrato on the fan hotline there. We'll react to what he had to say and get into the mountain for Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson on 92.3 The Fan. They've had other years where they're working that one-year angle, like where the Browns were going every year. It was all in each year. That's not really – the Ravens had kind of a more mild offseason, which is okay. They're pretty good offseason, and the roster's pretty damn good. But that's interesting juxtaposed to the Steelers, who I think understand that they're a clear step or step and a half, two steps behind the Ravens, and they're going all in this year, clearly.
Yeah, I mean – the Ravens have kind of made their moves to go all in, and then it's just repeat and try to find something new. And plus, I mean, what else? Like, it is Super Bowl or bust for them. Like, they don't have another really route to go. Like, Lamar's not getting any younger. They have young pieces. Like, the receiver core outside of DeAndre Hopkins is young.
There's so much speed on that offense.
Yeah.
Like, Keaton Mitchell, I thought 3 years ago when he debuted, I thought he was going to be just untamable. He had a lot of health issues, but I mean, Mitchell and Flowers, and there's like two or three other guys, they've got a type, and it is diminutive, incredibly fast wide receivers.
And it works for them. Like, it's a good, I think, punch the other way of like, okay, well, you obviously have Derrick Henry in the backfield. That's not what he does, but it's a really good change of pace. Even Lamar, like, by no means is a power runner, but you run a lot with him, and you can run between the tackles, off the tackles, and he's quick. It's like they're just going to try to essentially run around you instead of get it done the hard way.
So one of the reasons why we brought some of this up was I defended the Steelers the way they're building year to year, and I like even in Pittsburgh, I mean, I hear some of their hosts, all talented guys. They're a sister station. They're awesome at what they do. But this narrative, I mean, the way they crap on the Steelers to me is hilarious. It's like you come over here, live for 5 years, watch what the average Browns analyst has to sift through, and then let's have a conversation. But it's interesting to me from the Ravens side of things. Like, you look at the Jeremy Fowler quarterback ranking piece, and Joe Burrow is the second-ranked quarterback in the NFL. Lamar Jackson could have conceivably won his third straight MVP last year. By the way, he also was doing the things people said he would never do, which is, as a passer, he is an elite-level passer now. And the things that people around the NFL are, oh, well, Joe, the footwork, the this, that. It's like, okay, what about the results? Because Joe accumulates a lot of stats on 500 teams. Lamar accumulates a lot of passing and running stats on teams that usually go to either the second or third round of the playoffs in the AFC title game. And it's wild, like, I kind of lump Josh Allen in this. But, like, I actually disagree with Vinny. Because when Vinny was with us, he's like, well, you just got to go win a title, and that'll elevate you over Mahomes. I think for Lamar or Josh Allen to get the proper respect and elevate themselves over Joe Burrow, but even more so Patrick Mahomes, and the gap between Mahomes, Allen, and Lamar has never been more thin. Like, Pat statistically was not a very good quarterback last year. Lamar and Josh were miles ahead of him statistically. But I understand it's a results business. He was in the Super Bowl, yet another chance to win a Super Bowl. I get that. But I just continue to come back to the idea of, I think for Lamar and Josh, they're so behind the eight ball in how people think of them comparatively to Mahomes and even a little bit to Burrow. You don't just have to win a championship. You have to go through Mahomes to do it.
Like, that's always going to be the narrative because, obviously, again, like, Mahomes is in the Super Bowl basically every single year. They're competing aside from the 1 year where Joe Burrow walks in, and I think that's why you see him higher on the list to some degree. But, like, I mean, if you're talking legitimately, like, on people's lists, they might still go, oh, Mahomes is great. How much of that's just name value, like, he's still Patrick Mahomes, he still does great things, versus they're actually a better quarterback? Like, I think you could easily look at Lamar or Josh if they were to go to a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl and say they're better quarterbacks right now than Patrick Mahomes is.
I don't think, listen, I am the guy saying if you're sleeping on Pat Mahomes, if you think his greatness is over, you're going to get bit just the same way guys, like myself, I got bit on the Tom Brady thing. Like 2015, I'm like, nah, I don't know. Hadn't been to a Super Bowl, hadn't won a Super Bowl in X amount of years. The numbers aren't. And then he went off and won. By the way, this is 2013, because then it was 14, 16, 18, and then obviously 2020. So, like, I'm the guy that sold stock on Brady too early. It's not about selling stock on Pat Mahomes. He still is an elite quarterback. But the way they're talked about is that Burrow and Mahomes are almost in a different category or tier, or that there's distance, especially between like Mahomes and Lamar or Mahomes and Allen. I'm like, what are you guys watching? Because, I'm putting Joe out of this. He hasn't had the postseason success the last 2 years, and that should mean something here. But those three quarterbacks, if you said, like, 3 years ago, I thought there's only one quarterback with the ball late in the game that I need to have the ball, and his name is Pat Mahomes, and you're going to have a chance to win a championship with that. I have no idea how you don't say that about Josh Allen or Lamar. And the idea that there's that perceived gap still, to me, says you don't just winning a championship will go far. It'll get you over Joe Burrow. But for Lamar being the fourth best quarterback in the NFL, what in the hell are you talking about? Like he has gotten to the point where he is the best mobile quarterback we've ever seen. He's better than Steve Young. He's better than Cam Newton. He's better and more consistent on both sides of the ball than Michael Vick, even if he's not as explosive, because Michael's still the most explosive athlete I've ever seen a quarterback. But, like, Lamar has passed every test, and somehow it's the Burrow thing that bugs me more than the Mahomes thing. But it's like it just goes back to prove, like, all right, yep, you got to win. But you got to win in a specific way, because if you win a championship and Mahomes gets hurt and that's why they're not in it, or if Mahomes is on the other side of the bracket and then you beat Joe Burrow, the thing that you're going to say is, well, you only did that because you didn't go through Mahomes. And by the way, it's all asinine. But man, that sure feels like it is for two guys, one in Lamar, who I begrudgingly have to respect, and another guy in Josh Allen, who I just think, guys, if Mahomes isn't there in the last 5 years, Josh Allen is your Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, I guess I would probably still put them in two separate categories. Like, I think I still have Mahomes and then the field. I agree with you that, like, those two should be over Joe Burrow right now. But I think the one thing that people can lean on that props Burrow up is, okay, when you went up against Mahomes to some degree, like, you had to prove that you were a better fourth quarter quarterback. You had to lead and sustain a lead in the fourth quarter or do the things to close out a game that Pat does. And I think that's the thing that, like,
but those, what puts but, him by the ahead. Way, but he also hasn't done those things in a while. Like, he hasn't, like, everybody's giving Joe Burrow the benefit because he beat Pat Mahomes 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, we're doing 3-year rolling averages here. And Lamar Jackson's been on a different continent than Joe Burrow has been. And so is Josh Allen. I mean, I almost think their development as players has been under talked about in a way, because it doesn't fit the national narrative of, well, you don't have enough rings, you don't have a ring. It's like, all right, man, I get that conversation to an extent. But, like, neither does Joe Burrow. Well, but he's been to a Super Bowl. Yeah, he won one extra game. He still lost. He was the first best loser 1 year. That doesn't make him better than Lamar, when that was 4 years ago and Lamar was in the AFC title game 2 years ago and Josh was in the AFC title game last year. 216-474-0092. Did Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, do they need to go through Patrick Mahomes on a title run to be the best quarterback, or is this is it just win a title? Chris Malone, you guys stick there. I know Jake's got another thing to say on this as well in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.